Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life every single week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Biodiesel Day. It's also National Sloppy Joe Day, and it's National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day. So yeah, let's look and see if we have any contact. I think we have a message. Nope, we don't have a message. I thought we did. We do have an email. So I'll go ahead and read the email. So Matthew says, "Hey Adam," or "Hi Adam. Have you started watching season 2 of Paradise yet?" "I've only watched the first episode so far and it's really good. I wasn't sure if I would like the new season now that we're going outside of the cave or whatever, where the first season took place, but it's really good. Dare I say better than the first season? Oh, I'm still watching From. I started watching it after you mentioned it on your podcast, and I love it. I'm a couple of episodes into season 3. Anywho, glad you're back with the podcast and feeling better. Talk to you later. Matthew." Well, thank you for writing, Matthew. No, we haven't started Paradise. You know, I'll be honest, we watch a lot of shows. In fact, we're getting to the point where at night, we're turning the TV off and sitting in quiet for some time. Not the whole evening, but like maybe when Mark gets home, we'll just talk rather than watch TV. Because we've gotten to the point where the TV is just always on. And I'm one of those people that I'm a background TV person. Like when I was growing up, I would do my homework with the TV on. The TV would just constantly be on. The only time that the TV wouldn't be on is if I was reading a book. And reading makes me sleepy now that I'm older, and so it's hard for me to read, and I can't listen to audiobooks because I get distracted, and then, you know, 10 minutes will go by and I won't realize what had gone on the actual audiobook. So regardless, we are turning the TV off occasionally so that we have some quiet time without the TV, but regardless, we have not gotten to Paradise, but we are going to watch it. It's on our list. We just have a lot of things that we watch, so we'll get to it. But I'm glad you're liking it. And yeah, From is really good. You know, we have the problem with there being so many streaming services that we will forget what we watched. You know, because we don't have channels now, we have streaming services, and all the streaming services have a mixture of content that came from networks and content that came even from other streaming services, and then content that's original to that streaming service. And most of the time when we go to a streaming service, we're watching something that is, you know, it's original to that streaming services. We do watch things that are from network TV, but we'll go to, like, for instance, I watch shows that come on CBS because a lot of their shows are procedural for old people. And I'm an old person, I guess. I've always loved procedurals, though, even when I was in my teens, when I was just a wee little chap, I loved procedurals. And I've always loved procedurals. I used to watch Matlock all the time when I was a teenager. And there were just all these shows that I would watch. So anyway, we will watch that on the Peacock app. Or not the Peacock app. What am I saying? Paramount Plus. And if we're watching an NBC show, we'll generally watch that on Peacock. Now, they do have weird deals where they've licensed something out to a different streaming service, and they'll even do that with particular seasons. It is so annoying when you know a show came from, let's say, NBC, and then you're like, you know what, I've never seen that show. I want to binge it. I want to watch the whole thing. And you go over there, and they've only got the most recent season on NBC, and you find out the other seasons are either not available at all, or they're on some other streaming service. It's a nightmare. All of that to say, A, we watch too much TV and we're trying to maybe pare it back a little bit. And B, we have not watched Paradise Season 2 yet, but we did enjoy Season 1, so I assume we are going, and we even talked about it a couple of weeks ago. So I assume we are going to go back and watch it, but right now we're watching The Pit, and we do have to have some sort of reality show in the mix, because late at night, before bed, we like to watch light things. And so when I say reality, not something with a lot of fighting or anything. We watch stuff like Tournament of Champions on Food Network or Top Chef or a lot of cooking stuff. Occasionally there'll be an HGTV show like Brother versus Brother or, oh, what's the one? Celebrity IOU. We like the Property Brothers. We'll watch a Chip and Joanna Gaines show occasionally. But we have to have, and we're watching The Great Pottery Throwdown at the moment. So that's another kind of reality show that we watch. A lot of home decor, cooking, and crafting. And so I'm determined that one day I'm going to take a pottery class now, because we had watched it before during COVID, but we've been watching The Pottery Throwdown, the most recent season that is airing in the U.S., which I think is seven or eight, I can't remember. But they have other seasons that are airing in the U.K., but they're not available in the U.S. at the moment. Now, we could do some weird VPN situation, but we wouldn't be able to watch it on the TV unless we hooked the laptop up to the TV, because I don't want to go through all the trouble of trying to get the VPN working for the TV as well. I could. I think there's a way to install the VPN on your router or point the router to the VPN, but I don't want to do that. So bottom line, have not watched Paradise. Thank you for the email. So if you guys want to email or call, I'll give that information at the end of the show. I love content. I love hearing from you guys. And so, email me, call me, text message me. I'll read it on the show and I'll ramble for 5 minutes on your topic. So we've been planning our trip to Colombia. We have a cruise coming up the cruise is leaving from Cartagena, Colombia. And so, you know, we're going to be in Cartagena for about 4 nights, because the cruise leaves the day after our anniversary, and we wanted to spend the anniversary somewhere nice while, you know, on the trip. We didn't want to be at home for the anniversary and then leave and then, you know, or be flying on our anniversary, something like that. So we decided, since the cruise is leaving from Cartagena, that we would arrive in Cartagena on the 1st and we'll be there for 4 nights. And that we'll be there on the 4th. So we can have a nice dinner. We can, you know, whatever. We're still deciding what we're going to do. But we are planning for that trip. And so I think we picked a hotel. The Sofitel Legend Cartagena or something like that. It's in the Walled City. There's a Walled City area of Cartagena. And that's the cultural spot. Like if you're a tourist, you really want to stay in the Walled City. And ChatGPT told us, or Alice told us, that a lot of people make the mistake of staying out of the Walled City, but really all the goings on and the touristy stuff is within the Walled City, and all of the history, all of the old buildings and everything. Outside of the Walled City, it's more like high rises and more modern stuff. But if you really want to take in the culture, you need to be in the Walled City. So we picked a hotel that was within the Walled City, booked that last night. We're still looking at excursions for what we're going to do. We have a coffee tasting tour that we're looking at. We haven't booked it yet, but we're looking at it. We also have there is a walking tour, but we're not sure if we're going to do that, because the one that Mark picked is a private tour. And I don't know if you guys, I really don't like going on a private tour, because I'll tell you, Mark, and when I say private tour, it would just be Mark and I and a tour guide, some strange tour guide that we've never met before. And Mark doesn't talk to people. So I would feel like I have to talk to this person the entire 2 or 3 hours that we're on this tour. And I don't like making small talk. I hate it. And so it's just a private tour doesn't work for us. We did have a private tour in Greece that wasn't supposed to be a private tour, but we ended up being the only two that booked the tour. So it was just us and the tour guide. And she was funny. She was a middle-aged white woman. Not Karen. She was very accepting of gay people. I think her best friend is gay. You know, one of those. One of those. I don't want to say fag hag, but I will. Fairy princess, we'll say. And she, her best friend was gay. She was totally comfortable with us. We were totally comfortable with her. So that was good. That was a fun tour. And she gave us a lot of down low or whatever, whatever you want to say it. Not down low, but like a lot of insider information because she's lived on the island that we were, or she's lived in the area that we were touring. I can't remember if it was Mykonos or Santorini. I can't remember which part of Greece it was, but she's lived there for 20 years or something. So she was telling us all the famous people who had come there that she had met and all, you know, all the details. But we don't normally like that. So we're looking for other walking tours that are not private, that have, you know, 10 to 15 people, so that we're not the only people with the tour guide. We're also going to do a little beach time. We're going to go to a private resort and have a private beach time and look at some restaurants, and we're going to do all kinds of stuff. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.